Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one of all time.
One, go.
Enjoy the show.
Yo, and welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review. Nice to have you back with us today. Todd, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, bud. I'm great, buddy. Moved into a new house. Got a bike trailer for my son, so I'm not riding my not driving my van all over the place in traffic. I'm just, you know, weaving through traffic now on my bike. Feels great. My son loves it.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun. Just freaking...
Too bad it's going to be snowing in about a week and a half and you won't get to use it.
Yeah, well, we like snow here, okay? Knoxville, settle down.
And then maybe get a little skis for it. Drag them around.
So, yeah.
You like cross-country skiing with a little sled.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers to you. Mm. Nice to see you on the Zoom today. We got a couple people this week. Who do we have? I took some good notes this week. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where we got good old CIA Mike Baker.
Love him.
He's back on. And then the crew of the supercar guys, well, muscle car guys, Jeremy Gerber, Phil Gerber, and Josh Henning.
There we go. Who do you want to start with today, my brother?
Josh Henning's a good name. Let's start with Mike Baker. Yeah, let's get into it. I mean, he opened up hard with some new information of Biden and his son laundering some money.
Oh, 20 mil. 20 mil they found already. Good job, guys.
Yeah, and I guess there's like a pretty straightforward paper trail to that. And I don't know the ins and outs of it, right? Because you get into the weeds on any of it, and no matter who's telling you the story, they're either pro or against, for or against, you know, Biden in the story.
Dude.
So they're just so skewed, you don't know who to listen to.
How long is it going to take to realize people, everyone launders money. Every president has laundered money. Every president is a freaking scam artist. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, or fucking in outer space. You're going to be doing some weird shit. You're the president of the United States. We would all do it, okay?
Well, he did it as vice president.
Well, good for him. You know, make a little side money. Good for him. You don't think Trump's doing that? You don't think Trump's doing that? I'm not saying I like the guy.
Oh, no, no. I'm sure, right? But here's the thing. It's like, do we just not prosecute any of them always, which we've basically done?
Right.
And now they're starting to prosecute Trump.
Good.
So what does that mean? Do we now prosecute all of them?
No, lock them up, baby. Lock them up. All of them. Hillary, Trump. Fucking don't lock up Bernie Sanders if I like him.
He's all right. So you just want to lock up every
politician? Lock him up. Lock him
up. Who's going to take that place?
Hopefully they, you know, maybe they commit suicide, allegedly. You know?
Oh.
Maybe they'll allegedly.
They get Epstein'd?
Yeah. Oh, the cameras weren't working. I don't know what happened there. There was a glitch.
Yeah, that whole story was so fucked.
I mean... For real.
So fucked.
But yeah, it's bullshit. He's laundering money. His son is clearly an idiot. We all know that. He's to make some great videos, though. Love those. Love those cracked out videos of the laptop. My God, man. He was having fun in Bangkok.
He should have had a TikTok.
He would crush it.
Imagine the Hunter Biden TikTok account.
Buddy, he'd be making 20 mil.
Sponsored by China.
20 mil a day.
At least. Yeah, he wouldn't have had to launder anything. He'd just like get massive TikTok payout.
Oh, buddy. I mean, but for real though, people, who isn't taking advantage of the system as, I mean, look at Pelosi and her husband. Oh, he just somehow is the best fucking trader in the world. Yeah.
Well, what's hilarious now is there are trading accounts on Instagram. These like young kids that are finance guys, smart guys, a lot of them. And they basically just follow congressional, like senator and Congress trades.
They see what they're doing.
Well, then you can like set your portfolio to trade automatically along with these.
Oh, buddy, that's a great idea.
Well, what it does is it's giving people that are trading through this the opportunity to make huge returns.
They doing this on Robinhood?
Also massively highlighting the fact that these people have insider knowledge. And they are doing insider trading, which, we all know, but it's like really fucking highlighting it. In fact, there was a bill just went into Congress that was vetoed by the Congress people or the Senate. I don't know which one. But it was basically a bill saying that it was going to limit or stop their ability to trade. Bullshit. And they were like, yeah, how about no?
Yeah, they're going to veto that real quick.
And it's like, wait a minute, we're asking them to self-police? Like, what? We need an independent body for this. Like, you know, that should be a Supreme Court decision.
The unfortunate thing, you know, you think about the people. There's very few and far between the people who actually give a shit, you know, about Congress and like being like a statesman or a woman and really standing up for our rights. I mean, most of these people just get into this business to be crooks. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're all freaking crooks, man.
And when you do get somebody in that's like fairly honest and really wants to point out some of the hypocrisy that's going on, they move those people out so fast.
Of course.
You they're know like, reminds, oh, they're not playing the game. Get rid of them.
It reminds me of Wolf of Wall Street, okay? If you don't know that penny trades are ridiculous and fake and a total scam, they're not going to let you in, okay? Everyone who was trading those knew that they were trading ridiculousness. I mean, it was just a total scam. And that's congressmen and women are just bullshitters. That's all they are. They're professional bullshitters. Who behind the scenes?
Well, we're a little bit cynical on Congress people and senators today, but you know, they're worth picking on, right? Yeah. They should be highlighted. The last thing we should be doing is really like pumping them up as great people that are saving our country. This is just probably not true.
Okay, so let's go down the list here. You know, you guys know how we feel about Congress. Okay, get those sneaky crooks out of there, okay? I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
The big thing that came up that Joe said, and maybe it was Mike, I don't remember, but they kind of suggested, hey, I wonder why this stuff is coming out about Biden now, and they're not trying to hide it.
Right.
And it might be that, because he wants to run again, maybe the Dems don't want him to, and they're like, all right, let's start releasing some.
Who's going to take over, dude? Gavin Newsom? Because he's not going to win against Trump. No way. No way. He's way too liberal.
I don't think he'll win, but he might be a candidate that they try to put in.
Boo.
Yeah. That would be very upsetting for me. I lived in Cali when COVID was going on, and the things Gavin Newsom was doing there, there was just so many shady moments of his behavior that I'm not going to be very happy about that.
Do you think he just truly was scared of COVID, or do you think there was an agenda there that he was being fed?
Oh, dude, he closed all the vineyards, supposedly, except his own.
Punk.
Yeah, made tons of money. He got gifted two houses that totaled something like $28 million, gifted them. And took mortgages
gifted
out on
from
him,
who?
So basically got paid.
Gifted from who?
That's the thing. He doesn't need to disclose it. But like, you got to wonder, like, who's trying to bribe him at a time where everything's getting closed down?
Right. Right.
And I don't know enough of the information, but I knew what it was like to live there. I knew that they filled in the skate park in Venice that's outside
sand.
With sand.
Yeah.
Oh. They banned people from being in the ocean and going on the beach.
Buddy, that's too much.
And it's like, hold on. Are we really? They basically put something like 75% of all the restaurants out of business.
Yeah.
You know how hard
so
it is
sad.
To like own a restaurant and keep it going
I
and
do.
Provide for your family? And they're just like, nope, close everything. It's all done.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep, yeah. The restaurant industry is a
brutal,
tough one.
Dude.
It's
people,
a tough one.
People lost their homes. People lost a lot. And it's, you know, I guess you can say, well, it was to save lives and da da da. And it's like, well, okay. But hold on. People also like lost their lives as well.
Yeah.
They're still alive, but they have nothing. And they may never recover.
Okay, well, what other fun stuff should we talk about, Adam? This, you know, there's so many good fun things happening here that Mike and Rogan talked about. We've got the balloon. Okay, clearly that balloon.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Clearly the balloon is a spy balloon, right? No, I mean, let's be honest. That's
what
it was. What
did they say it was? A weather balloon? It was like measuring the weather. That's what the Chinese were trying to say as it flew over all our nuclear missile silo bases.
Exactly. It went over the Malmstrom Air Base. Remember, that's why it was in Montana and we saw it.
Right.
There's 150 silo-based nukes up there. Okay, that's in just northwest of here, about an hour and a half, two-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You know, and how I hadn't heard this before, how China's regime wants us to keep all this stuff in the ground, right? All these minerals and stuff, so they can be the big players. They're the ones mining.
This podcast is brought to you by Factor. With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be looking for a wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook, but want to make sure you're eating well? Well, with Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping and prepping, and cleanup too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. Head to factormeals.com/JRER50 and use code JRER50 to get 50% off. That's code JRER50 at factormeals.com/JRER50 to get 50% off.
We're not. Everybody thinks green energy is going to save the planet. It's not, folks. Okay. And I grew up a very strong hippie liberal kid thinking that green energy was gonna save the day. It's not, folks. It's just not. We gotta have nuclear.
Nuclear. It's probably nuclear now, for a while.
Now, when I was listening to Baker, I'm thinking to myself, no wonder that our government is not pro-nuclear, because guess why? Who's gonna make the money off of that? Oil and gas companies are going down once we get nuclear, okay? We're not going to be using that stuff as much. Fossil fuels are already shitting the bed. Everybody's complaining about them. Nobody wants to put money into it. And in my mind, nuclear is the key, but they don't want us to think that, because it truly would give us very clean and important, you know, energy that we need, and it would do it for a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the supplies that it takes to create these windmills that already are destroying landscapes, and birds. And I think windmills are great, but there needs to be all of the above. We need to have wind, solar, water, and nuclear, and just get rid of coal. I mean, coal needs to go bye-bye. It is just horrible, horrible for the planet. You know, and then, you know, they're talking about India and China, and these countries are just polluting so much more than we are. We can't stop that, but maybe if we started on the nuclear train, maybe that would entice them to maybe go clean, because it works. It's a frustrating
cycle.
Well,
how about we just make enough nuclear power places for all our power needs, so it's basically like, you know, net zero for carbon emissions and waste and all the rest of it, other than like the depleted uranium that they just bury in the ground. That's not that much,
dude. Whatever, bury it,
and then build a few more nuclear power stations that are not designed to power anything, but they maybe desalinate ocean water primarily. So we have all the water we
now
can
we're
need
talking.
Because we're not running out of oceans. And then make a couple more of those nuclear power plants that are now some sort of high energy carbon scrubbing
right
things. And it just scrubs that air.
But we could talk about it from dusk till dawn, buddy, and it's not going to happen because the powers
yeah, no
that be
do
don't want
that
it to
like
happen.
That sounds like a decent plan, and I'm an idiot.
It's an amazing plan. Desalinate the water, give us some nuclear power, and as far as I have heard and read about, and I'm not a huge fan of Bill Gates, but I did watch Bill's Brain on Netflix, and yes, there was probably a bit of propaganda in this, but when he was trying to make a nuclear power plant in China before Trump put all the tariffs on China and we stopped trading with them and steel and everything, he was going to make a power plant over there in China, and it was supposedly could run off of depleted uranium. So they were saying that the amount of depleted uranium that's sitting in the ground right now in our country could run our – we could run our power grid for 100 years off of the used shit.
This oh, wow.
is quoted from the movie here. This is not my quote.
Right. So, well, but it makes sense if you stop doing something, stop building it. And we have like pretty old nuclear power stations here. I think
right.
a lot from of the them 60s. Are like from the 70s.
Yeah.
But if we'd been making them the whole time, we'd be improving on it.
Of
we'd
course.
Be finding new fuels. We'd be making them safer. Maybe we could recycle shit better.
That's right.
I mean, obviously, that's what we do with everything that we put money into.
That's right.
It just doesn't make sense that we should stop with it because, you know,
well, don't you think,
that get us?
Don't you think it's because that the powers that be that are making money off of coal and gas and oil and natural gas do not want nuclear power, Adam? Wouldn't that make sense?
It's got to be something, right?
Why would they want nuclear power?
There's got to be some force behind it, and it's probably money. Yeah.
Why would they want nuclear power? It's efficient and it's clean.
Well, but if they want to make money so much, why don't they just build the fucking things themselves? Then they can profit off it.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't really care who's profiting off it.
Right.
Let's just make better versions of what we need for our power.
Absolutely.
What was your take on China trying to buy all that land near the Air Force Base
scary.
That Mike was talking about?
It's scary. It sounds like it didn't go
through.
What
do you think they were up to? Just spying on us?
Absolutely. They're buying up land and hit them and Gates. The Chinese, they're saying the Chinese have just almost just as much farmland as Gates does in our country. Go figure. That's a little alarming, isn't it?
Yeah, why are they trying to do so much farming over here? What's going on?
I mean,
and then we got to watch out for our fucking Roombas and our Wi-Fi mops because the Chinese servers can connect to them. It's like,
are there really,
what's going on?
They're really Wi-Fi mops now? You'd have one if there
guess,
was. You would have one. You
I,
have a fucking Roomba.
I think so.
You totally have a Roomba. You're going to buy one for your lawn. And it's going to listen to you and all your conversations, dude. They're going to find you.
They do have robot lawnmowers.
I know they do. Talking fridges, dude. Don't buy a talking fridge, okay? And turn off your Alexa.
Imagine that.
And then, you know,
it's like the Wi-Fi fridge could like guess your weight just based on the amount of food that you have in there. It's like,
you
all
gotta,
right, a couple of fat guys live here.
You gotta appreciate, and this conversation is a bit. It's hard to hear this conversation, right? Because so much of what Mike says is true. And kind of disappointing, really. It's like, fuck, all this stuff is happening, and what do we do about it? We're sending $74 billion in the last, 20 years to Afghanistan, and we've spent more than that in the last 2 years on Ukraine. And there's all these people just chomping at the bit, ready to go in. They're selling them all the weapons, so they're making money off that end. And now, then they get to go in and reconstruct all the shit that got blown up. I mean, it's just this endless cycle, and it's just good to hear somebody who is smart and has worked in the government and knows what they're talking about, and he's calling them all out. He's like, yeah, this is a business. War is a business for our country, and it's a sad truth. It really is, and we've talked about it plenty on this pod, but yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but it's not to give more money to Ukraine. The answer is fuck war, and yeah, sorry, Ukraine, sorry, Russia, figure it out. Is that bad to say? Figure it out yourselves. Why does America have to go in and save everyone? Can we help our own country, please?
It seems too expensive. And I mean, you look at the Maui fires
$80 billion.
I guess Biden was like, yeah, we give everyone $700 that's been affected by this.
That's it.
Like, how far is that going to go? And it still hasn't happened.
You could buy some good 40s with that and some fucking spam.
Yeah, it's like your house burnt down. And they're like, here's $700.
I don't mean to laugh. What's going on?
What can you buy?
A
large tent?
Crazy. Like, what? Yeah, I don't know. What are these conspiracies now? We got people online saying that this was orchestrated. Have you heard this?
Oh, I don't know. There's like talk of fucking laser weapons from space that like
can we stop? Can we stop with that?
So people could, you know, rich people can come in and redevelop it, and it's like, okay.
Well,
do we have
know.
Fucking laser weapons
now? That's what
we're
now? Doing. That's what we're doing in Ukraine, bud. That's what we're doing in Ukraine.
Laser weapons?
No, drones, though. Fucking shooting everything up, and then we can go in and rebuild it. Let's go, Blackwater. Okay? It's not good, folks. I don't know where the positive is in this, other than they're talking about it truthfully on Rogan. There's the positive spin on this entire thing. This was, in my mind, this is one of the... Really, one of the heavier pods, because what Mike is saying is so true, and he knows. He's been working for the government for how many years did he work for them?
Oh, it's his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, he did like a full stretch of like 20 years or whatever.
Right, right. And
yeah.
He knows.
It still is like disappointing to me somewhat that he's constantly playing down the UFO thing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say
he seems like a real skeptic on that end. And it's all Rogan really wants to hear about.
He kept trying.
But the most compelling point that he brings up, and it's worth considering, is that, you know, he says, how could the government keep this a secret? Like, he knows right. how inefficient, you know, government agencies have been at keeping other secrets
right.
that maybe he was a part of,
that makes
you know,
sense.
Through leaks and things. And this one is just too big. And it's like they either just nailed it on mostly keeping this a secret in this one area, or there isn't anything. You know,
right.
the Bob Lazar thing isn't true and all the rest of it. It's a tough one to get past, because at the end of the day, we still don't have the two things that would be really compelling. We got some like scrambly, video-y, black and white, you know, radar footage from fighter jets,
right?
Which is like, what does any of that mean to anybody anyway, other than people that work on radars and fighter jets? And I'm not saying it wasn't like a crazy thing that happened. I'm sure it was. But why don't we have just a really high def quality video of one of these things just like
yeah.
slowly zipping by a neighborhood?
And
then on top of that, bring a piece of metal, an alien head.
I get it.
Someone somewhere must have a little piece of this that they could just go like, here you go. Analyze that, university.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool to see these whistleblowers come out and not get killed for talking, you know, for talking to the government about these claims. You know, who was that? The David Grush, right? And he,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's talking about Benito Mussolini's government recovering a non-human spacecraft in 1933, the Vatican. I'm paraphrasing this from from Wikipedia. He said, which the Vatican and the Five Eyes assisted the U.S. in procuring in 1944 or 45. Grush claims secondhand knowledge that American citizens have been harmed and killed as part of the government's efforts to cover up this information. He claims the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, that's NASA people, and the DOD, Department of Defense, issued statements reaffirming that no evidence of extraterrestrial life has been discovered, that there is no verifiable information about anyone possessing and reverse engineering any extraterrestrial materials. But then it goes on to say who we know are fighter pilot Ryan Graves and retired U.S. Navy Commander David Fravor, who Rogan has had on and talked with quite a bit and about. He's saying that he has repeated some of the claims under oath about these, you know, what did they call it? These UFOs that they saw, these Tic Tacs that they saw in the sky, right? They had that
mm-hmm.
on film. It's on film.
Yep.
So people are coming out and testifying under oath about this, which is very cool. But I do agree with with Mike that there is no freaking way that we could keep this secret for that long. The government is just not smart enough. There's too many people who want to talk about it. There would just be too many people. You can't just kill everybody who knows stuff.
Dude, it's the best thing to talk about ever.
Right.
If you were a part of it, surely you would like maybe just be like, okay, I'm not going to tell anyone to get in trouble, but I'm going to write it down and have a bit of evidence and just send it to the press. You know, something like that. People would just think that other humans would need to know.
I mean, even the president of the United States is from, well, Richard Nixon when he was the president. Remember, didn't he bring his buddy out to, supposedly, through that book that he wrote? I can't remember the guy's name. He was that fat dude, comedian guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, yeah, he had the UFO-shaped house.
Yep.
Yeah, supposedly he went, and they saw it. You know, and back then, maybe the presidents did have access to it. I don't think they do now. I don't think anyone ever showed Trump an alien. I don't, because he'd never shut his mouth up about it.
Talk about it. Oh, please show Trump an alien. I want Trump to be president just for that alone, to give him access to the alien keys.
Imagine they finally come and they do like the scene from the 1950s movies where it's like, take me to your leader. And they walk up to the White House to meet the president and they get there and it's Trump.
Ugh.
And they're just like, okay, this is your leader? And then he just starts saying some wacky stuff. He's like picking on him for being green and small or gray or whatever.
Oh, God, yeah. Small hands.
Yeah.
So, look, we all want to believe. I believe that we all want to believe that there's aliens out there. But it does seem to be something that just gets talked about when other shit is getting, you know, passed. And, you know, when other important things need to get passed, like, you know, a defense bill or sending $80 billion to Ukraine. Let's talk about UFOs for a while. Get everybody's mind off of what's really happening in the world. That, to me,
it almost does seem like a strategic distraction at this point.
Now, that would make sense.
And I think this is what's interesting about it, is like Joe, who's always been like pro into wanting to believe this and waiting for them to come, is like actually getting really skeptical.
Yeah.
He's like believing in it a lot less
because
the government is kind of on board. And he's like, you know what? If they're all of a sudden on board, I now don't trust
them. Bullshit.
Yeah. It's just a bullshit distraction.
Let's go back to Snowden, dude. If Snowden can't find real documents about aliens, then I don't know who can.
And yeah, he claims, that was a shocker too.
He
when
claims,
Joe asked him that, and he's like, dude, there was nothing in
gotta,
the data.
You gotta believe Snowden. I mean, what a fucking American hero. I don't care what anyone says. That guy's awesome, and so is Julian Assange. Okay, I'm throwing it out there. Yeah. These people are just trying to get
Snowden
the truth.
Snowden especially. Assange is like,
he's
you
a little
know,
crazy.
He's good and a little slippery. I mean,
he might be a little Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but he's had a rough run of it. I mean, he's still in, I think, an Ecuadorian embassy, yeah, in London. Can't leave.
Did you see they're coming out with a film about him, and like they've got freaking Kelly Slater on board, like the professional surfer, like one of the biggest surfers in the world, is coming out to like to pump him up and pump up this new movie that they're coming out. I'm going to look into it real quick
because
I just saw it on the Facebook the other day.
Do you know that Pamela Anderson like went to visit him?
I like Pam. I like Pam. You know, she's got a bad rap. She got a bad rap,
super,
you know.
Super hot back in the day.
Tommy's an ass. Legend. Pam's just a sweetheart, you know, just trying to raise a couple of boys as a single mother, you know. She's still hot in her 50s too.
Guaranteed. Yeah, Pam's always going to be hot. Dude, she was such a smoke show on Baywatch. It was distracting.
CJ.
Yeah.
All right. So
you know,
says...
on one of those like free app cable things on the smart TV, I think it's called like Pluto or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. They have the Baywatch channel. You can just watch it 24 hours a day if you wanted to.
All right.
I recommend it.
I'll check that out. I like that. I do like me some Hasselhoff, buddy. Every time I hit the ball into the sand, that's a Hasselhoff out there on the links. Okay, so it says greatest surfer ever. Kelly Slater joins Roger Waters in narrating new documentary. Okay, so our boy Roger, who we all know and love from Pink Floyd, one of my favorite members of Pink Floyd, probably my favorite actually. You know, he wrote The Wall. No big deal. It says, greatest surfer ever, Kelly Slater joins Roger Waters in narrating new documentary on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. So it's about him. He, Assange, put out information. This is quoted. This is a Kelly Slater quote. He, and then in parentheticals, Assange, put out information people didn't want being put out, but it was all truthful, and I don't know how you fault a guy for putting out the truth. Fuck yeah, Kelly Slater. I'm into that.
What's the name of the documentary? And is it out yet?
The Trust Fall is absolutely fabulous news. News worth mixing, blah, blah, blah. 11-time world server champion will be narrating parts of Julian Assange's new documentary. This was from 5 days ago, so this is new.
Okay. The
Trust Fall, Julian Assange documentary. I think they're trying to get it funded right now, so I don't know if there's a actual date on this, on the film being released. I think it needs to get funded. Is now nearing completion. However, there are some crucial steps remaining before we can do a worldwide cinema release. Additional color and sound grading, making a website, translating the film. So they're still raising money. It looks like they have some sort of GoFundMe account. I'm going to click on it here. Yeah, GoFundMe. So they have a GoFundMe. The Trust Fall, they have raised...
Give them $5.
$80,000. We're going to donate right now, baby. $80,000 have been raised in Australia. This is AUD. That's Australia, right? Aussie.
No, that would be AUS.
Oh, what's AUD?
I don't know.
Kim Statton, founder of Films for Change. Cool. All right, I'm giving him $5. What up?
Oh, it is Australia.
Pretty cool, man. Yep. Kelly Slater, I mean, not only is a world-time champ and also banged Pamela Anderson, if we're going to talk Pam here for a minute again. Let's go, bless. Kelly. Let's go, Kelly. He was dating her when she was on Baywatch, bud.
Oh, that must be, I bet that's the connection here.
Oh, there we go.
Of course it is. Pam putting it together.
Pammy.
Can you imagine, you would never think back in the 90s that Pamela Anderson would eventually be responsible for creating a documentary highlighting,
I would, all
these implicit, you know, sneaky ass moves of governments. It's like, you never know who's going to make an impact, man.
Dude, Pam's never. The shit. Pam's awesome. Go, Pam. I'm sorry, Barbwire. Sorry, Barbwire didn't work out for you. You know, that was not a smash hit at all.
Yeah, but she looked smoking hot in that.
I wonder if she covered up that Barbwire tat.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
So, anything else on Mr. Baker, bud, before we cross over? We're at a half hour here.
Other than he's starting a podcast that other people have, basically put it together for him. And
that's tight.
He's just going to come in and, solve a case or something. It sounds pretty interesting.
That is cool. That is cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting. I think he's great. I like it when he's on. It's cool that he's one of those repeat guests that just keeps popping in and, you know, has his little... he loves to just have those little offshoot kind of conversations where he just starts rambling on about his kids or some silly thing going on at his house. He's a goofy dude.
You can't take the CIA out of him, can you? You can't take that government, you know, heavy hitter. My kid goes to frickin'... I love how Joe's like, wait, don't you miss your kid when he's off to boarding school? And he's like, well, you know, it's good for him. It's such a Republican.
He's a government man, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for him. I was like, well, actually, I'm pretty sure everyone I know who went to boarding school just got better at dealing drugs and was more of a fuck up. But okay, buddy, you believe what you want to believe.
Maybe. All right, let's jump over to the car guys. Jeremy Gerber, Phil Gerber, and Josh Henning.
There you go.
Now, I've watched a bunch of their videos since watching them on Rogan.
Yeah.
They have their own podcast, too. The Oil and Whiskey Podcast.
Love that. Great name.
Yeah, when I was looking up the podcast, you can't really see numbers and things like that, but it's not a huge podcast, but it is a lot of fun. And if you like muscle cars, you're going to learn a lot about it. And they have a great attitude and just kind of conversation back and forth. So I guess really the connection here is that these guys have been building some cars for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he knew him and just wanted to have him on. Muscle cars are one of those things. I mean, being English, you know, mostly our cars suck. We have a few cool ones. Like, we have the Aston Martin.
That's what I was going to say. The Aston Martin is legit.
Yeah, and like even some like little cool MGs, and you know, there were some British made Jaguars for a while that were very, you know, just kind of connected to England. And I think the McLaren is also British, which is a badass supercar. But you know, you go back to the 70s in England and Europe, and you compare that to the muscle cars of the US. I mean, dude, no comparison. The US just was crushing it for cars.
Well, and also, hello, a little bit later, maybe late 70s, have you seen the Ford station wagon, okay, with the wood on the sides, and it had the wraparound freaking couch in the back, leather couch that went from the front seat all the way wrapped around to the other seat. The passenger seat would turn around. That's some 70s style right there. That's when kids could just fucking lay down in the back seat, like in between, like above the back seat. Remember when we used to do that as kids?
Yeah.
I remember doing it. We didn't need seat belts, dude. Just throw, go, get me in the back. Hold on. Hold on for dear life, son. We're going fast. If we stop and you fall into the seat, you better fucking hold on. But I love how he compared it to, and it seemed like the Gerber boys were surprised when Joe said, hello, why do you think the cars were so cool? Everyone was doing acid. That's why.
Right. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
makes
a very
sense.
Creative time. And it was a free-for-all. You know, gas was cheap. You could make engines as big as you wanted.
Badass.
And they just put these behemoth engines in. But the real thing that makes them amazing is their design.
Right.
Right? Because now they have all these retro mod companies. They just basically take the body and put all new shit in, which is what you want. You want like good traction control and power steering and just suspension that works well and modern stuff. But, you know, keep that look. And that look is like, really, we just never came up with anything better. Like, we've had cool cars here and there that have popped up. You know, Ferrari always kept good style as it went, but that's supercar stuff.
Just reminds me of Dazed and Confused. So many good cars in that fucking movie. The Camaro.
What would you get if you could get any, like somebody just said, free range?
I mean,
like you pick anything you want. What's your muscle car that you'd pick?
Oh, let's see. Oh, man, I mean, I do like a good Firebird. You know, speaking of Hasselhoff, yeah. I do like those wider fronts though, like the Chevys, like the was that Chevy or Plymouth that it had like that real wide front, right? That looked kind of like a shark's mouth. It had the circular lights, you know. The Torino, the Ford Torino is kind of like that. It's got like that badass kind of back, almost like a hatchback, right? But the front is just looks like a Lincoln Continental. You know, it's got that real like flat front and they're super wide with the circular lights. I love that look. I actually miss, you know, I have a Chevy van. I'm a van guy. Love Chevys. But the older Chevy that I had, the 93, had those circle lights, and the new one has the square blockier lights. God, I miss those circle. I miss those circle lights. I just love the look of that for whatever reason. I just think it looks cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, that badass.
So yeah, I mean
GTOs were really cool. Some of them,
dude. The Plymouth Barracuda is
obviously Mustangs.
Look at that Plymouth Barracuda. Look at that thing, dude. That's got that circular light too. You see that? That's badass. Yeah. So yeah, look, dude. They just don't make them like they used to, right?
No.
The Chevy Malibu. Yeah, back in the day, that Chevy Malibu was so tight. 78 Malibu. Wow. Yeah, I think the Camaro and the Firebird, those are kind of the two. Those are like the biggest muscle cars, right? Everybody wants a Camaro. The Chevy Camaro was just such a badass car. Isn't that what Joe's into? Isn't that his favorite car?
I don't know if he has a Camaro. He might have a Camaro.
I mean, look at that
Trans Am,
dude.
He has a shitload of cars.
Look at that Pontiac Firebird. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that Hasselhoff's car? In Knight Rider.
Yeah, well, he had the 80s Trans Am for Knight Rider.
Yeah, yeah, this is a 70 to 82. That's Knight Rider right there. Look at that badass thing. It looks like a fucking eagle.
Yeah, well, it's like the older one. I think that Burt Reynolds had that.
Okay, Burt.
Cannonball Run.
Love that. Oh, you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, I did appreciate, they didn't really even talk about cars that much until the end. It was a lot of...
Yeah, not a great deal. I mean, some of it was just like components and building, you know? Like, yeah. They've got to be careful when they order a lot of steel or whatever for the chassis from China, because there's just like huge differences in the quality.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just some crappy steel out there you got to be careful about.
Let's bring engineering back here and bring all this stuff back to the States, man. That was a lot of the conversation they had. They went on and on for a good 20, 30 minutes on that, of just bringing back.
I definitely think more companies should. I mean, yeah. If you look up Jocko's stuff, Jocko Willink is like making like made in America shit again. That's
love that.
Great. Like refabbed all these old machines for making jeans and geese and boots.
Sick.
You know, really training up this new generation on a skill set that's basically been lost.
That's true.
You know, people are like forgetting how to make quality stuff here. So we've just outsourced it to all these countries that can make it cheaper.
No, it's true.
And they're just giving us cheap shit versions of it.
Well, that's not entirely true. And I have to tell a story about a friend of mine here in Bozeman who makes high quality gear, like outerwear. He goes to Japan and they have these looms that I've seen that they make these, he makes this like recycled, refurbished flannels, right? They're like $300 right. flannels, right? But they'll last forever. But they, you know, it's a craftsmanship there. It's like there's kids. He was telling me about it. He's like, I go to Japan and there's kids in their 20s wearing skate shoes and backwards hats, and they got their fucking headphones in, and they're behind this loom and they're making stuff. It's like a cool thing to do. And he goes, then you come the States. Come to the States, and most of the shops that you can still create clothing in, at least wool clothing. This is the same guy telling me about this. He used to own a few wool brands here in the States. This other brand that makes stuff in North Carolina is where a lot of these shops are. And he goes, you go to North Carolina, and there's like one guy fucking carrying around an oxygen tank with him. He's like the only one who knows how to use the machines, and no one else is in there. Because it's not like a cool thing to do. Like, yeah, I make T-shirts, you know. Whereas you go right. to Japan and it's like this is a tradition that has been passed down over centuries.
But that's the point I was making. It's a dying art, and we've got to bring it back.
Yep.
You know, we've got to bring those jobs back here and make them. You know, because once that old guy with the oxygen dies, who else is going to know how to do this?
Well, and we need to pay our people more. Hello, if people at Wendy's can get paid $22 an hour to start, can somebody making T-shirts at least start at that?
Well, I think if there was quality stuff that would last, people wouldn't mind paying a little bit more for it.
Yeah,
it's like how many $8 T-shirts do you need to buy off Amazon before you realize, well, shit, they only last like 6 months anyway.
It's true.
I used to have Abercrombie T-shirts from like back in like 2004.
Not a sponsor.
They lasted over a decade.
Yeah, I mean, I have these wool shirts that were made in the USA. They're $80 T-shirts, but I've had them for 10 years, and they're still fucking great. So, yeah.
And that's the thing. When you get quite, it's like furniture now, dude.
Yeah.
Look at all furniture is like IKEA.
Yeah.
Everything just falls apart. I bought this island for my kitchen. You know, not very big. It's just like
from
goes
IKEA?
In the middle of the kitchen. No, I got it off Amazon, but it's the same sort of like, you know, build it yourself.
Right.
Fucking
but it
takes forever.
IKEA's
all the
good
bits
shit. Don't make fun of IKEA, dude. IKEA's legit.
I'm just saying it's not like furniture of old, dude.
Right.
Like you get an old, like we have some old furniture that my girlfriend's parents gave us that's like from the 60s.
Right.
We moved it down here because it just lasts forever.
High quality.
Dude, that stuff you could hit with a truck.
Well, because it was
maybe
built,
break a foot off.
It was built here. It probably has, you know, like, you know, it's solid pine. It's not just, you know, this pressed together fucking particle board that you could kick.
Yeah.
You could fucking, my son could punch a hole in. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. I mean, I just bought a 70s condo. Everything in there is high quality, hard wood, you know?
Right.
They don't make them like they used to.
It makes a huge difference, but they don't do it today because it's expensive. But it's like, hey, if you bought something today that was made of really good material, you probably get to have it for a lifetime, you know? It's like I knew my dad was a mover in England, so we moved people's furniture from house to house and whatever. We'd move, you know, wardrobes that were like oak wardrobes, heavy as fuck. They looked
pristine.
Yeah.
Because you just can't really damage them, even if you like kicked them.
Right.
And they, you know, were like over 100 years old sometimes. And that wasn't super uncommon. And it's like passed down from generation to generation. And they're going nowhere, dude.
Right.
So who gives a shit what it costs if you get to keep it that long?
Well, and like, and they mentioned, you know, shipping all this stuff back to the United States, right? The amount of gasoline and just fossil fuels alone to get all this stuff shipped back and forth every freaking day is insane.
Well, it's absurd. And what's worse than that, even if it was like easy to transport it and it didn't cause all this fossil fuels, right? Let's say they had nuclear powered boats, yeah, and we found a way to have no emissions for any of it. It's right. Like, why are we sending everything so far?
Because it's cheaper.
Like, make what you need in your area.
Right.
And then also COVID, dude.
Yeah.
As soon as there's another thing like that, we're not getting shit from the other side of the world.
Right.
People aren't sending stuff around, so we just run out of everything right away.
Well, and that was the we didn't talk about this with Baker. We kind of missed that subject, but I would like to point out where he says we're keeping all of our minerals in the ground. That's not going to get us anywhere. We're just going to have to keep buying it and importing it from other countries like China, just like we do our furniture, yeah, just like we do our clothes. We've really got to get back to building stuff here. Abso-freaking-lutely.
I mean, we could set the standard for like really good environmental conditions for mining.
Made in the USA, dude.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, one thing that did stand out, they were talking about Billy Mays,
yep,
and the ShamWow guy for a second.
Oh, right.
And
right.
They kind of started with that.
Cokehead.
And yeah, good old Billy Mays. He was a legend, by the way. I love that guy. Could sell anything, dude. Yeah. You give him anything and a crowd, he'd sell it.
Yeah, you know what?
He was that good.
You get
he
me on cocaine, I'll sell anything too. Let's go.
Well, but that's the thing. And he asked Jamie to like look something up, and Jamie, and I've never heard Jamie say this, he was like, I don't really want to get into it. And Rogan was like, you don't want to get into it.
Didn't he?
Yeah. And Jamie was like, well, I'm friends with his son.
Oh,
and Rogan's
right.
Like, oh shit. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
And then
dude,
they just kind of dropped it. And I love that because it's like, you know, just deep respect from Rogan to be like, you're right. Let's not get into it. And then just like, I don't know. It was just like a personal touch that was just interesting.
Yeah. I didn't even write that one down.
Yeah, Jamie's the producer, but the guy that Googles things.
Right. No, I know who Jamie is, obviously.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying that's his role.
Yeah.
So for him now to be in a position to be like, you know what? I don't want to Google that one.
Right.
If that's cool.
All right. Well, that was cool. I appreciate you saying that because I forgot that even happened.
Mm-hmm.
How about these last three notes I think are important to bring up. We're at 45 minutes, but I think we should do a few more here. Ancestry.com was bought for $4.7 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How scary is that? Who bought it? Do they know who bought it?
I think it's like the BlackRock guys, dude.
Dude, is it? No fucking way. No,
they
it's
basically
not.
Have the data bank for all. It's one of them.
No,
it's
all right. I got to look that companies. Up. I got to look that up. But then the China's credit score, I had to throw that in there, too. The Chinese credit score, we talk about this a lot. It's important to bring up.
Score.
Guys, don't let the government take over your freaking social credit score. This is not good. This is a very alarming thing that is happening. We the First Amendment, people, let's not forget about the First Amendment, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech. We cannot let them take over AI. We cannot let them take over ChatGPT. And we cannot let them take over our bank accounts. Trudeau was already doing this months ago. Frickin' stalling people's bank accounts for protesting.
Yeah,
this
we
is
gotta,
scary
we gotta be
shit,
clear
people.
About that.
And keep your guns, okay? This is coming from a guy who doesn't even own a gun. Keep them. Let's go.
So it was Blackstone Group.
Come on.
Yep, they bought it. $4.7 billion.
Wait,
and
are they
is that company really worth that, or is it that
they just want
everyone's DNA?
They want everyone's info, dude. That is so freaky. That's some 1984 freaking nature shit right there. Blackstone is the same as BlackRock? Or am I getting BlackRock confused from the Native American BlackRock pipeline? Blackstone. Let's see, Blackstone, what is that? They own like they're the biggest traders in the nation, right? is Blackstone.
Oh, no. So, look, founded in 1985, both Blackstone and BlackRock fell under an umbrella called company called Blackstone Financial Management.
Oh, God. So it's the
same. A merger and acquisitions company.
Oh, my
God. In 1988, BlackRock separated from the parent company and focused on risk management. Today, they are now completely separate companies.
Bullshit.
With different offerings.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's helpadvisor.com. So that's
the Blackstone Group, the Carlyle Group.
But, you know, they're just, in a way, they're similar. They're all giant right. acquisition companies.
They're in the top 10.
Shitload of
they're
money.
They're both in the top 10 of private equity firms by total equity. Okay. So they run our country, people. And they just bought Ancestry.com. So glad I never freaking sent my DNA to those jerk offs.
Yeah.
Never did
but
it.
But you don't even really need to. In fact,
they'll find
so,
you.
Well, for example, people have committed crimes. Like, there's been serial killers. And this is actually kind of a good thing, and that this worked out this way.
Yeah.
Unless they start framing people, then you're fucked. But I guess there was this serial killer that they had the DNA of, but they didn't know who it was.
Right.
And he was showing up nowhere. And then someone in his family sent their shit to,
right,
I think, Ancestry.com.
It was, I remember that. Or 23andMe or something.
That's it. It may be 23andMe. But they basically, they just found the person, and they're like, hey, you're related to this serial killer. We need to go through your family and find out who it
DNA.
Is. And they found him.
Oh, it was the Golden State Killer, dude. This happened in 2018 is the one I'm looking up.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, man, the Golden State Killer. Joseph James D'Angelo, 72, former police officer, was arrested on Tuesday, booked on 2 counts of murder, 45 rapes, 12 murders that began more than 40 years ago. Genealogical sites to find a DNA match were used. Wow. Oh, yeah. That gives me goosebumps, dude. Well, how freaky is that? That was from... Yeah, Ancestry and 23andMe. It doesn't say exactly which one it came from. It just mentions
but
both.
But they would have never found him otherwise.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps, dude.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, well,
crazy.
That's what they should be using him for. They shouldn't, like, companies like Blackstone and BlackRock buying Ancestry.com, that is a huge, huge, huge warning, people. What does that
it's
even
mean?
It's
a red flag. That's a red flag.
They, I mean, that's just, that's got social credit score written right all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? Yeah. Like, that's scary.
Well, imagine if they start labeling types of DNA. It's like, oh, you're connected to this family, and everyone in this family has a low social credit score. So just because you have the same DNA, that's a hit on your credit. Like, who knows how far this shit could go?
Scary, dude.
Yeah.
Let's keep ChatGPT open, people. Open AI.
All right, let's call it for today. We appreciate you guys as always. Thank you. Check out these podcasts. They were fun times. Mike Baker's one might freak you out a little bit. So if you're suffering from any anxiety right now about what's going on in the world, maybe give that one a skip because it might stress you out more.
Listen to Tim Dillon from last week.
Yeah, just listen to some Tim Dillon. Cheer yourself up.
Oh.
And anyway, as always, we appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, y'all. Peace out.